This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
So you were kidding when you wrote that we won the lottery?
We're rich.
Yeah, I was kidding.
Oh, so that's like, if you're breathing, you're wealthy. It's some of that crap.
I think we had all gotten our things in, and I just said, oh, yay, we all got our things. We're rich. Do we win anything?
Yeah, no. I mean, maybe or 10 bucks. Oh. Yeah, but.
Well, it is kind of a bummer. One person won.
Yeah, in South Carolina.
Just one. I thought for sure that was going to get split 10 ways.
Mm. Those numbers are so random. You see what one?
Yeah. Read it out. Oh, well, okay, listen, we still have Powerball.
Well, there was a millionaire that won here.
5, 28, 62, 65, 70, and 5 for the Mega Ball. 5 twice.
God. 2 fives?
Yeah. Because
screw 5.
That's what makes it statistically impossible to win, is that Mega number at the end.
Weird. I didn't know you can get...
I didn't know that either.
Same numbers.
Yeah, that's
the same role.
I read an article yesterday, and then I stopped because it was making me upset.
yes,
go on.
I guess the people who run the lottery have purposefully made it somehow more difficult to win because they realize as the mega gets higher in numbers, it brings more people out and attracts more money than the regular. And they were actually writing about how it seems people of a certain income, they were talking about poor people, are the ones that generally keep that thing afloat. Mm. And then it's the bigger number that brings everybody out, even people who have some dough. And I thought, well, guilty.
Right.
All of us only are interested when the damn numbers get so sick that we're like, oh, do I smell
cash?
A win? For some reason, we decide we're going to win only when it's...
It's because that's when you start to hear about it. It's the, there it is. Advertising works.
Right, free advertising.
It never even occurs to me when, like, look, you know, $40 million if you won that jackpot, that'd be amazing. But who's even paying attention to it when it's at that level?
Are you ever suspicious that they game the system?
Well, that's what the article is just saying. And it might have to do with that bonus number being available
as a second,
a repeat number.
Yeah.
They did something, and that's when I started to get like, I got to walk away from this. I'm getting upset.
I think I would buy tickets if I was at a liquor store or someplace that sold tickets.
Yeah,
The gas station, but John goes to the gas station for me, so I don't do that. The grocery store, I don't really go to the grocery store too often, but they sell tickets, but you have to get a separate line.
Yeah.
I purposefully avoid liquor stores.
Well, that's good, Vinny.
As
you should.
All know, that's not a place for me to be hanging around.
I actually play, now that I think about it, like I play Powerball pretty often, but mostly because, you know, for years on Friday nights, we have some friends over. We always eat dinner, and then we always go for a walk after dinner, especially in the summer. You know how it's nice to walk after you eat? So we'll go for a walk, and there's, you know, the Jolly King liquor store right by my house.
Which we won from.
Yeah, that was where we got the ticket that we actually won some money. And so we're always like, oh, who's got, you know. And then the rest of the night we talk about what we're going to do with our winnings, which is the funnest part about playing the lottery because you're never going to win.
Right. Well, I mean, there is a winner.
Yes.
There's a person in South Carolina right now that's life has changed forever.
That person seems very remote.
Generations of their families' lives are changed forever. Mm. If they just, you know, be normal about it.
What about the rest of us?
No, nope, the rest of us were burned.
We just funded their...
Yeah, retirement. And their kids' retirements and their grandkids and their great-grandkids.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, South Carolina.
Dude, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Which our chick.
That is the one of the few states where you can say, no, we can't release my name. I want to be anonymous.
Oh, is that right?
Apparently,
good
there's
for them.
There's 10 states where you can do that.
Are we one of the 10?
We are not.
Of course not.
Well, I'd prefer to stay anonymous, but I wouldn't trip that hard if I'd won and my name was out there.
I'd be getting the hell out of here anyway.
Vinny, I know we haven't talked in 25 years,
anyway.
But how the hell are you, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, I have this great project I'm working on.
Can we get together for lunch?
Needs an angel investor.
I got a lot of problems, but saying no ain't one of them.
It's true. Yeah, Vinny just, you know what would happen if Vinny won that money? No one would ever hear from him again because he'd throw away his phone. He'd go out surfing and drop it into the ocean.
It'd be great.
Bye.
Would you post on Instagram ever again?
I don't think so because I admit that I'm not photograph minded. I've never been. I'm trying to do stuff and stopping to take a picture of it
doesn't occur necessarily.
But I do like it. I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression. I love seeing my friends and what you guys are up to and liking the pic. I don't think it's a bad thing. Do you?
I don't know.
How about all the political posts?
No,
you
as
like
long
those?
As you're not obsessed with it.
Yeah, but I'm definitely, there's no doubt that my job reminds me to post.
And me too.
But I look at it more times a day than I should, for sure. I'll open it and be like, flip through, like, all right.
I'm the worst. I only look if I've posted something. It just doesn't, or if you guys say, oh, we put it, and I'm like, oh, okay, let me look at it. It doesn't occur to me regularly. I would definitely get rid of my phone. I'd hire someone to just be my liaison between me and the world. I'd just be like, I'll be out here with a drink, and you go ahead and just deal with my day.
I would post a lot less, but I actually like seeing what... This morning, you know my friend James, who's coming through on his road trip?
The RV
guy.
He
posted from somewhere in the desert. He's like, coyotes outside my door. And it was, a scene shot from outside his...
Could you hear them?
Yeah, and it's super cool. Like, I got to see that. I wouldn't...
Right. I know,
scared?
It is nice to glimpse into
people's
lives.
No, he wasn't scared. I mean, coyotes are tiny and not...
They don't want to eat you.
Yeah, they're not trying
to...
Oh,
they want to eat you, but they can't.
Right.
Even a pack.
They want to eat a bunny or your kitty cat.
Carefully your kitty cat.
Or your little chihuahua.
Right.
I know somebody that happened to.
What? Yeah. That they...
They ate their cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, we assume.
We all might know this person.
We all might.
Right.
There might have been two cats gotten by.
Oh, really?
We're safe, yo!
Well, he's staying in
the
garage,
I sent
buddy.
You a new picture. Did you get it?
I saw it, but who... It's just two of us, right?
Look, getting all three of those guys together ain't going to happen. So you need to just take the team shot of the two main cats... And then throw in that third guy.
Oh, third guy's back today,
the third
by the way.
Guy,
yeah, third guy's here.
To be
he
totally honest with
Pierce.
You, I really don't like that third guy. So I don't know if I told you this story. I come into my house, and I'm doing what I do. I put my bag
down.
Kicking
ass.
Yeah. Locking us in the garage.
No. Guys, I love animals. No one's getting hurt at my house.
Oh, yes. This is
except this
here.
Guy. So
my
I,
feelings are hurt.
I hear a cat. While I'm in the house, and I know it's not Leo.
Yeah,
like
you,
you know, yes, I know the sound of my, I know my dude, and I'm like, what the, is that outside? Sure enough, that orange cat, the one not mine, is in my house.
No.
How did you get in?
Through the door? The
never let me
no, there's no door because we've got three cats. We only have to let him in, let him out by opening. But this new guy just snuck in somehow when the missus was probably working.
He's a door dasher.
Yeah.
He's a door dasher.
We're training him.
Maybe she's buying a grocery.
With the baby and the that baby seat thing that clicks into the.
Did he pee behind the couch?
Yeah.
No, he didn't pee, but he just
territory.
He sits down and just looks at me like, I live here now. And I'm all, what?
What'd so you do?
I opened the door to the backyard to say, beat it, dude. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't. He just sits there.
Did you have to go get him? Did he let you pick him up?
No, I'm not playing that game. I don't know what that guy's, how he's going to react at all.
Please, we got stuff on him if you touch him.
I walked out
down.
Through the back door and he followed me. And then he just sat down outside. right outside the window, like, I live here.
Well, the world is ours.
Yeah. So then what'd you do?
Well, then I just went about my day, but I, sure enough, that guy sat out there 20 minutes like, I live here.
He's going to be
back. It's nice in the sunshine.
Just send him back in.
Like, I don't know what it is. I walk into like a square of sunshine.
How many places did he pee?
He peed everywhere.
Please.
I tried to get in, but.
Please tell me that's not true.
I came in, marked his territory. That's what we do. You know, new place. Gotta check it out.
Extra toxic pee.
Do you think that happened? I'm not a cat guy. I really don't know. You think that guy broke into our house and pissed on stuff?
I mean, how long was he in there?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
I can't say.
You know, you would have smelled it, don't you think?
I would like to think,
it's pretty stinky.
There's no way you could smell it because it stinks so bad at work.
But
it destroys our olfactory glands.
Are completely burned out.
Our office is so destroyed that I'm still not going in there. I don't know how you guys do it. I guess it's only by my seat, right?
It has permeated the whole room. I feel like I've had a constant headache for a couple weeks now.
When I was doing Bryn's job, when I left, I was sneezing a lot. I had a headache too. Yeah.
It's, you know what's funny about it is, like, yesterday I went to put something on Vinny's desk and I got a good nose full of it. Yeah. And then I couldn't not smell it anymore. When I'm faced away from it, because I'm on the other side of the office and I'm faced away from it and I don't notice it in the morning. But after I'd smelled it, I couldn't go back in the office. I'm like, oh my God, it's just everywhere.
You know, it's really a bummer that it's right there too, because I feel like, you know, I know I'm not pretty, but I'm not that smelly. Like, I didn't do that. Whatever that is, that's not me.
Yeah, nobody knows where that's from.
Well, we have a theory.
I think it's the leaky fridge soaked the carpet.
No, it was the cleaner for the, whatchamacallit, the race board?
You think it was that?
Yeah. I don't think so.
That's
sealed.
I don't think so.
It leaked.
I don't know.
Because that stuff's just like, what is that, rubbing like alcohol?
Like a little bit.
It's actually so incredibly toxic. If you smell it, it just really blows you away how toxic that stuff. I don't even use it. I just, use a little wipe or the eraser. I don't even use that toxic stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, it's a mystery, and hopefully it goes away at some point because it is rank.
Yeah, when will it go away?
I don't know. We've been trying to get promotions to switch offices with us. That's a solid plan. Unfortunately,
they're not falling for it at all.
Well, they know about the stench.
At all.
Plus, they have a better view. They're on the better side of the building.
That's true. It's the view, man.
Isn't it crazy that Denise just kept that window she had
completely covered over
and caved in?
Yep.
And as soon as she split... I miss her, by the way.
I miss you, Denise. St. Louis. We miss you so much.
We think about you way more than you probably would believe all the time.
Oh, she just was Alice. She just was behind the whole thing.
But as soon as she split, that window opened up and it's like, oh my God. She had one of the best views in the building.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Even with that other building that built up, she still had.
Well, it's the top of the bridge and it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous view.
Some people don't care, I guess. Maybe it's distracting.
I think that
I think
in the morning,
the sun
would just pound on her.
I went in the office the other day to talk to Rebecca, and I was like, oh, my God. I go, let's go in the other room because it was
so hot. Oh, really?
And then the other day, I'm all, I need to go get my jacket. It's freezing in here.
Mm. Crazy.
There it is, mega winner in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Eight tickets sold in California have five of six winning numbers, though. Did you check our numbers completely?
Just one in...
I mean, listen.
Somewhere in
San Francisco.
San Francisco's
got the Taravel Safeway.
Oh, yeah.
Taravel Safeway or Taravel Liquor Store?
No, there's a Taravel Safeway.
There is Safeway, okay.
Yeah.
And you went to the Marina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the wrong Safeway.
Dang, that would have been
lightning striking twice. I mean, they just got a five-number match.
I know. Why Safeway? It's always Safeway.
This is only a drunk would be this way. I'm in this liquor store getting our tickets, right? And this lady puts a 12er of O'Doul's up. And I'm like, why the hell? And she was an older lady. And I'm like, what?
Sometimes you just get used to what you get used to, right? Is that it?
Are you going to say then there was three bottles of whiskey?
No, I'm just saying that she bought, it's non-alcohol beer, so there's no positive effects from the stuff. Well, and it's not even tasty.
She's just used. She must just be used to it.
All right.
It's like near beer enough that she's. Yeah, I don't know.
I was definitely
What's
looking at her
name
down
the,
my nose. Like
non-alcoholic.
Oh God.
There's two big non-alcoholics.
It's like in another green bottle.
Wouldn't even make you feel like I don't know. That seems unhelpful to me. Like if I'm trying to like not drink. And be,
oh yeah,
be
you don't
sober,
want to play games with
like,
non-alcohol
that just seems
beer.
Like
you're just waiting to go back to the real stuff.
Right, like a mouth placeholder.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I don't want to forget what this tastes like.
No, if someone offered me an NA beer, I'd be like, no. No, thanks. I'll have a root beer.
Oh, I love root beer.
I'll have a water, but I'm not having an O'Doul's.
A fake beer.
There's actually a ton of NA beers, but I'm trying to find the one that we would be thinking
of.
Kvass?
No.
I feel like, well, maybe O'Doul's is the only one that really is known.
No, there's a couple ones that we... You know, you would order at bars.
I wouldn't order it.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't either.
Well,
what a waste of $15. I was like, oh my God.
$15, huh?
Ugh. How about Klosthaller?
No.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Brewdog.
No.
No.
Brewdog. Funny.
Whatever. You don't drink that stuff, do you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
NA beers? No. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to... Anybody?
John would drink them if he... Well, used to when he was working for the alcohol industry. Either he would, you know, because I hate to say they would encourage you to drink, but you'd be at meetings and, of course, there'd be booze everywhere. But he would drink either the NA beers or he would go and pour out his beer and then put water in it.
Oh.
See, I could see switching over if you're starting to get too buzzed and you feel like maybe I should switch over because I'm
with something
in a place
of...
where I need to be sociable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if this is true, but here are the benefits of non-alcoholic beer.
Mm.
The health benefits. You ready?
Okay, sure. It's A, it's not beer.
It says it's good rehydration after exercise.
Because it's basically water.
They say it's good for women breastfeeding, but they're not 100% sure about that. They also say, it helps... improve sleep and anxiety levels. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, that's it's not worth it. You know what? Water does all those things too.
Yeah,
it's totally fine.
Well, someone had just texted in that their husband, my husband drinks NA beer. 4+ years sober. He drinks like one a day. I think it's just a ritual thing.
Mm.
Crack one open, you get home, and maybe solves the. That takes, the,
takes
edge
the
edge off.
To me, that would be. I'm just one minor second from a real beer. Like, I just...
You are?
We can't have that.
To this day?
It would remind... Yeah, he's a drunk.
No, like, I know. I'm just saying, to this day, is he, like, at this moment, 1 millisecond away from
a
beer?
No, I'm saying if I was having a daily ritual of an NA beer, I think I'd be...
God forbid you run out.
Yeah, I'd be 1 second from going, you know what? I've had a damn hard day today. What's worse for drunks is, or I had a great day today. I really deserve. It's just not the way.
God, you got to talk. You got to talk that little demon down every day.
That he can do that,
yeah.
And I'm sure he's fine and will never have a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I want to hear, Vinny. He's fine and he'll never have a problem.
Yeah, me. I gotta.
That's who I'm talking about.
My coach had me on a new program this week, and Monday's run got. Pushed because I forget what happened, but I had a long day. And then yesterday, holy crap, Oracle World is here.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, of course.
I didn't realize.
It started Tuesday. Some people started Monday, but a lot of it started. There was
yesterday,
so much,
you mean.
Yeah, so much traffic this morning. Driving in at 4 a.m, everyone's heading downtown. Yes.
Oh.
I made a wrong turn yesterday because I was going to get something.
What'd you get?
Well, I didn't get it because as soon as I made the wrong turn, I went, I just added an hour to my drive home. Oh. Well, I'm not stopping.
What did you want to get?
I'm starting to do Christmas shopping. And so...
Louboutins?
Look at you.
Louboutin?
No, the missus wants a new Apple Watch. The new 4.
Go to the marina. There's an Apple store on the Chestnut Street. It's awesome.
Well, I mean, what I did was I started to drive home and then I went, I know, I'll go back to the Union Square. So I made a right turn where I shouldn't have and was What? Oh, no. I'm in Oracle World. Hell. I just hit. It took another hour to get out of the city because of that turn. I turned right into,
I'm so sorry.
This road's closed.
Right.
You're going to have to turn. And it was, everyone was feeding into this spot that dead ends at. Is that Howard?
Howard is where it's closed.
So Howard. So I turned right on Howard, mm-hmm. thinking I could make a turn out.
What a nightmare.
And went, oh, no.
Yeah, that is. I actually, that's the thing that kills me the most about you guys, like having to head south. It seems like it's a daily headache.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something new.
Always something going on. Construction.
And if you don't know.
A game. I just want to make.
I want to make a suggestion.
Ubers, Lyfts.
Which you're not going to take.
I'll take it.
I think you should go through the Broadway tunnel and go up Goff.
Is there still a lot of construction going on around that area, though?
So that works. No, I've done that a few times to get out of the city.
Yeah.
What was
just
happening?
Just on the beach or something?
Yeah, I go the beach way. But you can definitely cut over and take another way to the freeway. You have to know that in advance. You have to think, like, okay.
This is the way.
Can you imagine that? Because it's a mile to the highway for you. It's 1 mile. If that, I mean, it's probably, well, okay, maybe it's.
Let's say 2 miles.
No, it's not 2 miles.
But let's just say it's 2 miles.
At the most.
It's like, okay, we're calling it 2 miles. So if you want to avoid that 2 mile run, you got to drive 4 miles out, 6 miles down to hook back up with 280. Like,
what do you think?
It's just
sounds like
a great idea.
And
it's still faster than going those 2 miles through
well,
the city
block. So the other day when we were talking about winning the lottery, I was asking you if you would buy a house in the city. And I know, and your response was absolutely. And I know where you picked, and I agree. I drive through that area when I'm heading out the beach way. If you take Broadway up and then start snaking around those streets there, you are in the most glorious real estate
absolutely
in the world.
Beautiful.
And yet, the city comes with the things that we're talking about.
Right.
You make a wrong turn and you are either in human poop, like, and I mean some human pooped.
Or
you're
and,
you hit
and you
Oracle
step in someone else's
traffic.
Human poop.
I mean, it's just crazy. Or you see a guy actually shooting drugs into his veins.
Syringes!
They're everywhere.
I just want to give a shout out to those of you who live in the Santa Cruz Mountains, Redwood Shores, and Millbrae. Good luck on your commute home today.
You punk. No, I get it. There's
don't
the three
don't
of you guys.
Like
there's
that.
A lot of stuff to like if you bought a $20 million estate here in the city, right?
I'd be fine. I'd be up
I know
in
you'd
Heights.
Be I understand, but you'd still have to go to the grocery store.
No, I'd be so rich. I'd just
you'd
tell someone.
You'd have them delivered, or you'd have your
I'd have my
housekeeper
person.
Do
that
it.
That person, that liaison between me and the world, that person's going to go do my supermarket.
Did you see that new house for sale in San Francisco for $45 million?
Where is it?
Russian Hill.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's the newest, highest.
Please tell me it's not on the way up, like the Coit Tower area. I would never go near there.
No, I don't think that's Russian Hill, though.
Oh, where is that? I don't know. North Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. North. I get it. Okay. Russian Hill's over a little bit. Yeah, I wherever. I just want a nice view. Be nice.
Oh, the view. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I'll show you. I'll bring in a picture.
Oh, is that the house, Bryn?
Hey, you know, that's not for me.
How did we waste this whole time and not hear Tales of Paris?
Because he just walked in.
Oh. I was living in Paris. Play it. Play Chainsmokers.
No. Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. But it's all white.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't like that.
Yeah, you do.
I want some color and some warmth. It was very cold. Look at that place. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you don't like the... I like the...
Wait, I'll take
you
that.
You have all white.
No, I don't. Are you crazy? I don't have a white wall in my entire house.
You crazy.
What?
There's not a white wall in my entire house. Not one. Dark brown.
What?
Light blue, light green. Pale yellow.
So have you sent... You've done that... Like over, I seem to remember you did those paneled walls and they were white.
Yeah. Oh, the paneling is white. But the wall
is that
colors,
not a wall?
Well, it's a paneling. It's wainscoting
on a wall.
But there's a wall above it that's a different color. That's a color.
Oh, you didn't bring that paneling all the way up the whole wall?
No. And the places there are places that have paneling on the whole wall, and those are painted a different color. Those are painted a color.
They are.
They are.
Huh.
Like in the hallway, it's all blue.
It is.
Mm-hmm. There's. Yep. A house last year that sold for $40 million right next to the Gettys. This one that you're looking at now just passed it.
Yeah, I don't know. If I'm going to spend $45 million, I'm going to want there to be a vineyard and a
vineyard.
Yeah, I'm going to want to be up in like Sonoma. Some freaking awesome place with those old oak trees, and I want to be able to walk around my $45 million property. I don't know if just walking out to the pool that's tucked up against the house is going to be enough for me.
Well, that's what I was trying to ask you the other day. I think you'd look out your window and go, there's a guy crapping on our sidewalk. Yeah. Can someone please
ask
that man to poop on the neighbor's sidewalk?
I would just get someplace that when I was in San Francisco, I could crash it. Like, you know, modest, 6 bedrooms, 5 baths, okay. You know, something like that with 360-degree views right at the top of the hill. Something like that, you know, something small. Okay, yeah. Everyone.
Are we going to hear about Paris?
We are. But
please.
Let's get it legal, and even though it's past the time when we can do that. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to talk to Bryn extensively right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.